Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wait a minute. You clowns are on dope.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild. Hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts. Hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his co-host, Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is Brilliant Ideas. This is the Grills Gone Wild radio show. Friday night. You got me and you got my co-host, Crispy, out in Florida. Good evening, Crispy. Welcome to the show.
Good evening from damp and muggy Orlando, Florida. All right.
All right. The crowd's going wild and I cut them off. We had a new intro, but I screwed something up, so the new intro didn't play.
I figured that. I was like, that's not the new one. So we're going to have to read our disclaimer because we don't want Minty Door making any accusations.
That's true. I have to find our disclaimer, so talk to yourself and talk among yourself. Oh, here it is. I got it. All opinions, comments, and representations made by our host, that's us, and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes only, and that is at least what we hope we're doing, entertaining you. And I guess you know, you have to say that you can't go anywhere on a Friday night and have so much fun and keep your pants on.
Well, that depends on how much you've had to drink and where the internet takes you. It's a lot of decisions in a glass.
Well, I have to say, I screwed up big time. I had pork chops tonight all lined up. They're all marinated. I had the veggies all ready to go, all wrapped in tin foil, and everything sprinkled with, of course, Albuquerque seasonings. Go out to fire up the grill, go to the cabinet, open up the cabinet, and had no freaking charcoal.
You were telling me that.
Brilliant Ideas without charcoal is like Krispy Kreme with, how would you say Krispy Kreme? You got to say Krispy Kreme the right way. Krispy Kreme without donuts, right?
Krispy Kreme donuts without the sugary goodness in the middle, like an empty donut.
So anyway, I couldn't grill it, and I had to throw it in the oven. I can smell it in the oven right now, but man, I was all bummed out because I was ready for those barbecue pork chops. But anyway, the show must go on, and I guess we need to run our ads for our sponsors. We'd like to thank our sponsors for everything they do for us, and I'm going to play this stupid ad that has me sound like an idiot, Don Pablo Cigars. Great product, by the way, great people, but I made a stupid ad, so don't pay attention to my part on the ad. But if you're into cigars,
we'll redo it.
If you're into cigars, check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory. They've got some of the best cigars that you will find, and they're made hand-rolled in Las Vegas, and here's their little ad.
Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years' experience and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.DonPabloCigars.com.
How cool is that? Can you tell that I'm reading a script when I do that, Ed?
A little bit, but we'll redo it. We'll jazz it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, don't forget about our other sponsor, Albuquerque Seasonings. I mentioned them a minute ago, and I know we say this every week, but it's the truth.
Oh, yeah.
The guys
have
got the best seasoning, the green chili rub. You can put it on anything, and it'll make it good.
You can.
You had leg quarters, chicken leg quarters?
Yeah, I actually made chicken leg quarters tonight with the SPG. And it was tasty. That's the SPG Albuquerque seasonings. Good stuff, man.
It is good stuff. That SPG stands for salt, pepper, and garlic, and it's great stuff. And I guess we should play his ad, too, since he is such a nice sponsor.
Yes.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled Albuquerque seasonings.com.
Yes, do check out Albuquerque Seasonings. It's great stuff, and even though they give us free stuff, I would say it anyway, even if I had to pay for it. But check out their site, get some of their rubs and sauces, and you can't go wrong. And I guess it's time for us to bring on our guest.
Yes, we have an awesome country singer.
Definitely, and we met him on Facebook. Well, I thought we were going to bring him on. His number's not showing up. JT, call in so I can bring you online. I saw him on the chat room, but his phone number's not showing up here. So, JT, hurry up and call in. But, JT, we met him on Facebook. Got some really good music he sent over to us, and we're having him on the show tonight. He's working on trying to put out another CD, and it's kind of cool what he's doing. He's working with some of his Facebook friends and other folks to put together some money to put out another CD, and I'm going to play one of JT's songs while we're waiting for him to call in, and let's see, let's go with, I like this one, It Takes Patience. You got patience, Crispy?
Not when I'm cooking. Not when I'm cooking. I'm like, come on, hurry up. Let's get it done.
I want to play Sometimes It Takes Patience is the actual name of the song, and then we'll bring on JT Hollis onto our show. So everybody hang tight, listen to the music. We'll be back in just a few minutes to talk to JT.
I was sitting at the corner waiting on a light. I've been running behind almost all of my life. One foot on the brake and one on the gas. If they don't get out my way, I'll find a way to pass. Avoiding the delays by skipping on some steps. Trying to get ahead, not thinking about the rest. Flying through the day, running all the way, pushing for the dream that seems so far away. It takes patience. You push so hard to live the dream life that you don't think of the things that you leave behind. Your family and your friends, all the places that you've been. Most of your life is just a blur of the pen. You need to slow down before you blow up. Stop and feel the breeze as it blows through the trees. If it's meant to be, it will come to pass. Sometimes it takes patience, life goes by way too fast. Sometimes it takes patience to get the finer things, to realize the beauty of what this life brings. Take it slow and easy, be steady and true. With a little perseverance, dreams really do come true. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes patience. Sometimes it takes patience.
That was J.T. Hollins, and sometimes it takes patience, just like it takes me patience not to step on somebody's song before it's over with. But welcome to the show, J.T.
Well, thank you very much, and don't worry, you're not the first one who's done it. I did the ending like that on purpose.
Well,
and it works.
I couldn't hear it very well, and I said, well, according to the time on my board here, this is almost over, so sorry I stepped on the end of your song, but great song. Like I said on the chat room, like a doctor, I need more patience, so that is a great song. And welcome to the Grills Gone Wild Friday Night Radio Show. We wanted to have you on, play some of your music, and get you to tell us
spread
a little bit about yourself. Spread the word, that's right.
Hey, you know what? I appreciate the offer to come in. My mom is wondering, and she just asked me a little bit ago, she says, how the hell did you end up on a grilling show? I am
well, you know
cook.
What? tell mom we're not sure how we ended up on a grilling show either.
I know, right?
Well, actually, you just told her because she's in the chat room. It's Patricia.
Oh, okay. Hey, Patricia. Well, we're on the grill show, too. It doesn't mean we can grill, but we're on this grill show anyway, so welcome to the show.
We like to think we can.
That's right. Hey, it starts with charcoal. This evening, I went to start my grill. It didn't have any charcoal, so if you don't have any charcoal, it is very difficult. You can't grill.
Right. I heard that, and I just kind of giggled in the background and thought, you know, at least I know to make sure I have charcoal before I go to start my grill.
So tell us about JT. How long you been in the music business?
You know, overall, I would have to say probably about 7 years, but as there was a small break in there, so seriously got back into it probably over the last 4.5 to 5 years. I was actually the lead singer for a rock band for my that we had in my the company I was in the Army when I was stationed over in Germany, and that got shut down when they closed our unit down, and then I got out of the service and I kind of got away with, you know, with family and everything else for a while, and just got back into it here a little while ago. And you talk about sometimes it takes patience. This music industry will drive you crazy.
Yeah, we hear that a lot. And there's so much talent out there and so much competition. And you got to have that stick-to-itiveness to hang in there. And we were watching some of your posts and things on Facebook. And from what I understand, you're putting together another CD, and it's pretty cool what you're doing. Is kind of working with your fans to put out your next CD. How's that going so far?
To stick with the Night Train theme, it's on the tracks, the engine's running, but we're not getting much forward momentum with it. it's rough, man, and believe me, the one thing I do know is the state of the economy these days,
right,
and how rough things are, so, you know, I understand, but that definitely doesn't mean it's not frustrating.
But what does it cost to actually produce a CD?
Well, it depends on where you go. You know, if you go to some of these big-name studios that are run by record labels like, you know, Arista and Capitol Records and stuff like that, you could pay upwards of $30,000 to $50,000 to get a full CD done.
Wow.
The studio that I'm working with, if everything goes right, we're thinking that if we were able to hit the $3,500 goal that we had set for the fundraiser, that it would be pretty close to what we need to be able to get it done.
Okay.
So it depends a lot on who you're working with, you know.
Okay. So now how are people helping you out? How do they actually donate money towards your project?
Well, yeah, we're running a fundraiser through, it's called Indiegogo.com. It's www.indiegogo.com.
Okay.
And then after that, you put /bullets-n, the letter N, -dreams-cd. And that'll take you straight to the fundraiser page that we have set up. And they can check out all the different rewards that we have for people that donate and everything, and, you know, how many days we've got left on the profile. They can listen to the video that we've got there to, you know, kind of explain what we're doing and, you know, what we're doing it for, what the money's going to go towards and everything like that.
Now, the songs that you sent to me for the show tonight, those are from your previous CD?
Two of them are. The two acoustic ones that I sent you, Sometimes It Takes Patience, is one of those. And I think the other one was The Road Ahead. Those are off the acoustic EP that we put out first.
Okay.
The 5-song acoustic EP that we did up. It's all acoustic music. And that's actually for sale through my website. It's $5 plus shipping and handling, depending on where you are. Like, if you're overseas, shipping and handling is going to be a little bit more. You can still get that through the website.
Okay.
But the other two that we sent you, I Won't and The Road Ahead, or I Won't and Broken Family Tree, I'm sorry, those are actually songs that are going to be redone for the Bullets and Dreams CD.
Okay. So they're part of the new project that you're working on now. Crispy, did we lose you? Are you asleep or what?
No, I'm here. I'm just posting on Twitter, inviting people to the show.
Well, sorry to bother you. We're all live on the radio. I didn't know what you were doing over there.
Oh, well, I didn't want to, you know, interrupt the thing going on. I'm trying to,
doing,
you know.
He's doing what we call multi-trashing.
Right.
He's
doing like crossword puzzles or something. He hasn't said a word since we started the interview.
What's a 7-letter word for crazy people?
Well, I can give you a, let's see, CRISPY. I can give you a 6-letter word.
Well, it would be a 2-word answer, but it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 letters.
What is that?
Brilliant ideas.
Oh, there you go.
Hey,
we got a new bus driver, Crispy. Someone's backing the bus over me tonight.
I know. One, usually it's me getting run over by the bus and dragged a few exits down the highway.
Sorry, I have a habit of doing that. You know,
that's all right. Well, I don't care for you anymore for picking on the host. I am gonna play another one of your songs. I'll play the one. Speaking of getting run over by a bus, let's play The Road Ahead.
And, there we go.
Everybody, hang tight. The song is called The Road Ahead. This is J.T. Hollis.
Good.
out here on the road ahead.
Was J.P. Hollis and The Road Ahead, and if you noticed, I stalled that to make sure the song was over, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, J.T., that was like Scott Hatton, is that his name, that is singing that with you?
Yes, he's the guitar player and background vocals on that song.
And good stuff.
And it is good stuff, and now that's going to be on your new CD?
That one is one of them that we have on the list to redo full band and
okay.
to put on the CD.
Okay. Well, I got callers calling in because we're coaxing them on the chat room to call, so I don't know if I'm gonna give it a shot, and I think Mom might be one of them. So let's see what we got here. Hold 1 second. Let's hit the phone line. Good evening. This is Grills Gone Wild, Brilliant Ideas. You're calling in. You're live. You're the 262 number. Who we got calling in?
This is Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Now I'm in trouble.
So, Mom, tell us something about JT he's afraid to tell us.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll be here all night if she does that.
He was a cute baby.
Oh, he was a cute baby. Well, there you go. And it went downhill from there, I guess, right?
Pretty
sometimes,
much, yeah.
So you're proud of this now, guy with his singing career?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I enjoy it a lot.
Now, where are you calling from?
Wisconsin.
So are you originally from the Wisconsin area, JT?
Actually, no. We're originally out of southwestern Michigan.
Michigan, okay, well, that's close. So
yeah,
we
kind of stayed right in that area.
Now, where are you actually located now? Are you in the Nashville area?
No, actually, I'm in the area of South Bend, Indiana.
Oh, you're in Indiana, okay. So
yes.
you're have you hit the Nashville scene yet?
No, I haven't. My theory on that, you know, little side fact here, on an average, 1,500 people a month move to Nashville who are singers, writers, musicians, the whole nine yards, producers,
wow.
and that kind of thing, that move to Nashville a month on average. And one of the things that I decided shortly after we got serious about the music was that if we were going to go to Nashville, it was going to be because Nashville came to us and asked us to come down there.
Yeah, that's what Christy and I are doing. We're waiting for Hollywood to contact us. They haven't called us yet.
Right.
We're waiting.
No. We're still in the wings waiting patiently. Impatiently.
The one thing I'm trying not to do is to fall into the cookie cutter music frame that comes out of Nashville.
Right.
You know, I want to try and stay true to myself and true to my music and that kind of thing. And when you get into Nashville and you get into some of those bigger record labels and stuff like that, you lose a lot of yourself.
Right. Stay true to yourself and to what you want to do, and it'll come in time. It just may take you know, it's all, I always say this, it's not what you know, it's not who you know, it's who knows you. So
right.
That's what it all boils down to. Mom, are you still on the line here with us?
I am.
So is there anything you want to say?
They broke the mold after he was born. He's no cookie cutter.
Anything you want to say on live radio that's on recording and it's all actually be archived forever?
Forever and ever. Amen.
this is why
I'm really proud of JT.
If you do.
And I follow him wherever he goes whenever I can.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. You got your mom supporting you, and that's all you need. Well, Mom, thanks for calling in and sharing a few moments with us, and we'll go back to business and play some more of JT's music and see if we can get some people out there in Radio Land to help out with his project.
Okie dokie. It's been nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And okie dokie. That sounds like something from Wisconsin. Okie dokie.
Hey, I say okie dokie, and I'm in Florida.
We've got another caller, JT. JT, you want to take a chance with another caller?
Sure, why not? I'm a brave man.
All right, let's see what we got here. We never know what to expect. Good evening. This is Grills Gone Wild, Green Ideas Radio. You're calling in for JT Hollis. Who's on the line?
This is Scott.
Scott, how are you? How do you know JT?
How you doing? Oh, JT and I have known each other for quite a while now.
So you got,
at least
you
he's
got
one of those that admits to that.
Do what?
Oh, yeah.
And so at least he's one who admits to that.
So, Scott, anything you wanted to add to JT and give him any kudos?
Oh, yeah, I just love JT's music. I'm a rocker, but JT gave me some of his music to listen to try out, and he's trying to convert me over to country. I mean, I have, like, in my collection 5 country songs, and 4 of them are JT's, I think. he's a great guy. I've known him for, about a year and a half now, JT?
Yeah, a year and a half, 2 years, somewhere around there.
Yeah, somewhere around that area. And, he's a ball. He's great to listen to when he's on the radio, cracks me up, makes me laugh, and just a good old guy all the way around. And I know he's going to make it.
Well, great. Thank you for calling in. I'm sure that JT will pay you later.
Yeah, check the mail.
Okay.
All right, take care. All right, JT, I'm going to play another one of your songs, and the one I like is called I Won't. And
awesome song. I like that song.
Yeah, that's a good song. We'll play that next, and we'll come back and chat a little bit longer and find out a little bit more about your project. And I forgot to mention, too, earlier, if anybody wants to find out more about JT and his website, it's right on our page. There's a link there. It's www.jthollis.com. And so we're going to switch over here, if I can get back to my board here, and we're going to play JT Hollis, I Won't.
Every time you say you love me, girl, die a little inside. I got a secret that I've done so well for so long to hide. There's a big hole in my heart that you just don't fill. I'd like to say that I'll be okay forever, but I won't. Alone. she'll say she loves me. And I say I love you too. But I won't. No, I won't. And I probably never will. Cause there's a big hole in my heart that no one can fill. And I can say that I'll be okay forever. But I won't. I do my best to make you never want to leave. But if you do, I'll be just fine. No, I won't. No, I won't. And I probably never will. Cause there's a big hole in my heart. Oh, I wish I could fill. I'd like to say that I'll be okay forever, but I won't. Yeah, I'd like to say that I'll be okay forever.
Was JT Hollis, I Won't, and Crispy, are you finished with the crossword puzzle over there?
Yes, I'm finished with my crossword puzzle. Yes.
Yeah, you,
yes,
do you have anything you'd like to ask JT while we have him?
I'd like to go ask JT, if you could go on tour with your favorite musicians, whether they're past or whatnot, who would you, if you were to pick like three bands to go on tour, who would you pick?
Oh man, yeah, that's a rough question. I've got a lot of people who were a huge influence on me as far as music and kind of molding me into what I am now. I would have to say of the modern day bands, it would have to be the Zac Brown Band.
There you go. I like his stuff.
Yeah, I mean, what I love about their music is it's not all the same thing. They're all over the place. They're bluegrass, they're country, they're a little bit of southern rock, you know, and that's what I like about it. And you're close there. I would have to say one of the people who was the biggest influences on me was Travis Tritt.
There you go. That's some old
song. There you go.
There.
Yep. Songs like Trouble.
Trouble, right?
Yep. I used to sing that one in karaoke all the time. Kay made me stop singing it because it wasn't true after her and I got together. No, kidding. But, you know, it just, and it's the same thing, that the variety that he had and the style of music that he did. So those would definitely be two of them. For the third one, I would say would have to be a tie. And this tie is I think will probably throw you. It would have to be either George Jones or Lynyrd Skynyrd.
There you go.
There's the combo.
Yeah.
Because I love the old style country, but I'm also a big southern rocker. So, you know, it would have to be a tie between those two for that third slot.
Wow, he's sitting over there doing crossword puzzles and coming up with some cool questions.
That's one question that has never been asked to me. I've never thought about it.
Asked that on one of when I joined Grilling Ideas. One of our guests, I asked that, and she I think she had the same reaction. She's like, "Oh boy, where do I start?" You know, because there's so many bands,
right?
Well, and that's the thing with people in music is, you know, they have so many influences, be it, you know, Elvis Presley and Chuck Berry all the way up through, you know, George Jones and Lynyrd Skynyrd and 38 Special and everything else. There's so many influences that go into forming a person and what they are as far as an artist and a singer that it's really hard. At least I would think it would be really hard for somebody to really make that kind of a choice.
Right.
You know.
Well, interesting choices kind of all across the board too.
Yeah,
kind of,
pretty cool.
Kind of cool. Well,
that's something I try to do.
JJ, I have to ask a question before we go, since this is supposed to be a cooking show. You got any favorite recipes or favorite things you like to eat?
You know, like we talked about at the beginning of the show, I'm not a cook. In any way, shape, or form of the word, I'm not even a griller. My better half looked at me at the beginning of summer season this year when we were talking about barbecue, and she said, yeah, and I'll cook this year. But there's one family recipe there's two family recipes, but my favorite one is our family-style potato soup.
Okay.
And you can have it either with eggplant dumplings egg yolk dumplings or without egg yolk dumplings.
Huh. What you ought to do is you ought to post the recipe on our Grill and Ideas radio page.
Well, I'll have to discuss that with my mom and make sure that it's okay.
Uh-oh, yes, that's right. The family secret.
It's a family secret. I don't know if I can put it out there or not.
You said there was two. What was the other one?
It would be our family's Irish-Italian spaghetti sauce.
Okay, cool. Well, get permission from mom first if you want to post anything. Matter of fact, we've been talking about putting together something with different guests to come on with some of their favorite recipes and posting those later on our radio page. So you're welcome to do that later on and post it if mom
sure.
says it's okay.
Sure. She said we have to check with the we call her the matriarch. With our great grandma, and to see if it's okay.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show tonight. We're running short on time, and we wish you best of luck with your project and your next CD. And anybody who's listening, you can find JT on Facebook at JT Hollis fan page. And
yep.
Help him out with his CD, and there's some gifts and things and rewards you can get by helping out with the CD. And we thank you for coming on the show this evening. And what we're going to do is I'm going to close up the show here in a couple of seconds. We'll play your last song you sent to me called Broken Family Tree. In fact, if you give away that recipe, you're not supposed to. You might have a broken family tree, so make sure you get the
Yeah.
Nice. I like that. That was good. I want to thank you guys for the invitation to come on. I had a great time, and you know, it's always nice to get the music out to people who haven't heard it yet. And
yes,
the one thing that I really like is sitting here listening to you guys as the show's gone on. With every song, you know, I keep hearing you guys say, "I like that song. I like that," and that's what we want. You know, we want them to like all the stuff that we put out. So far, definitely. So good, and mission accomplished.
Well, thank you. It was very good stuff, and thank you for coming on this evening. And keep us posted with your project. And if you move forward with your new CD, make sure you let us know. We'll have you back on.
I sure will. Thanks again, guys. I had a blast.
Take care.
Sweet.
See
thanks, JT.
And there you go. That was JT Hollis. And check him out on Facebook. Check him out on his website, jthollis.com. And it's time to shut her down. Crispy, do you have anything else you want to add before we play the last song JT sent us?
Nah, not really. It's crazy how time, like, it just seems like we just started the show and we got to end it.
I know. It's like time flies and you're having fun. But we thank JT.
Yeah.
Everybody's listening. Make sure you check us out tomorrow. We have three great guests. We have Kitty Cat coming on talking about frozen desserts. We got Mike Wooten,
yes.
who's a country music, kind of a swing guy. And we also have Jeff Batson coming on, and we're going to be talking about food, fun, entertainment. Thank you for joining on Friday nights. We'll see you Saturday morning. We're going to close out the show with JT Hollis, Broken Family Tree. Everyone have a nice evening.
I would say when I was 5, started drinking before I could drive. I was early in almost every way. Fell in love way too soon. I fell out early too. It was over before my wedding day. Blame it all on me for my broken family tree. Its roots may put me in an early grave. Handed down from the man upstairs or up from hell somewhere. Early has taken a toll on me. After digging dirt was the way that I could work. Sometimes all the sense just gave me. Oh, burning up the night in a house I owned outright. My pain and loss and sorrow still burning me. Blame it all on me for my broken family tree. Its roots may put me in an early grave. Handed down from the man upstairs or up from hell somewhere. Early has taken a toll on me. Oh yeah, early has taken a toll on me. Come on.
Oh, I'll be buried early with my family.